Well, it's time for another brand new hour here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm glad you're here. My God, it's Free for All Friday, and what a great day it is. Here to tell you the truth, brutal honesty coming up from the Foxhole of Freedom for you. I'll tell you the truth, and nobody else will. I will. God bless America. Let's roll Free for All Friday. I'm not going to do the big three this hour because we're having fun with the phone calls. And let's see here. These folks have been very patient today. We've talked about so many things. I think we're at about 35 calls now, all over the country. The rules are simple. Keep it clean. If you've called the last 30 days or so, try to make room for some others. Don't jam up the phone lines. And number three, I'm not here to talk about other shows or other show hosts or other networks. Don't care about that. We're here to talk about what's here to help America. What's on your mind? Is it the border? Is it Bidenomics? Is it something in your hometown? Whatever it might be, let's talk about it. Carrie has been patient from the volunteer state of Tennessee. Carrie, how are you?
Fine, Steve.
What's on your mind?
The borders. Why is the borders called an invasion? Number one, my thinking is Nancy Pelosi stated that, you know, the insurgents at the Capitol did not have weapons. Well, the border has the biggest weapon in history of our Americas, and that's fentanyl. Why can't we change it to insurgency and file lawsuits against the federal government?
Well, it's not just fentanyl, Kerry. We know these people have weapons. Because people are getting killed. We know that they have drones and automatic weapons and the cartels are there. It's a declaration of war. And I believe it's a declaration of war by the president of Mexico and the Mexican nation on us. Go ahead.
I said that's insurgency, correct? They're trying to to insert into this country and cause a war inside our own country. Why don't they change it from invasion to insurgency?
Well, that's a good
question.
That's
my only thinking.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. I do. Thank you for stopping in. Larry is in Michigan. What do you think? Larry, what's on your mind here today? Let's talk about it.
Hey, Steve. Hey, I just didn't know if you knew about that new book that our so-called governor, Gretchen. It's called The True Gretch or something, but I think it should be called The True Lies. And she talks about how she handled the pandemic and, you know, all this crap with the...
I didn't even know she had a new book. I'm very excited. I'm going to have to go not buy it, but get a copy of it. I wouldn't support her in that way.
It's actually a comic book.
Right. So there's a new book. What's it called? The Real Gretch or something like that?
That's what the Real Gretch or something is. They talked about it today in the news.
Well, I'm going to have to go look that up. Maybe it's a comic book. Maybe it's a coloring book. Larry, thank you.
I think that's what it's...
Greatly appreciated, brother. Thank you. All right. All the way out in California is John. He's been patient today. John, how are you here?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. How are you?
It's a Friday, but it's cold. I can see my breath.
What?
You know, living outdoors is kind of fun, but...
Yeah,
I was curious if you had any opinion about this P. Diddy situation. I mean, we had the Epstein Maxwell stuff, and now
I think it's all connected.
Howdy, it looks like a honeypot.
I think it's all interconnected and tangled up together because you have some of the same people. Think about this: P. Diddy's all tangled up with Hillary and Bill. The Clintons are involved here, right? Barack Obama's close friends. Barack Obama's close friends with these people.
Oh boy.
Let's see the Biden family.
They're all they're in a sticky widget, aren't they?
Oh, it's a problem. And you know, if you meet Suge Daddy or whatever his name is.
Oh, he cautioned him. Yeah, he said, "Watch out, they're going to kill you."
Yeah, that's what they said. You're a dead man walking, is what if you read between the lines.
That's what I saw.
I think it's a big story. Look, I haven't put it out front. Larry is my number. Excuse me, John is my number one thing. But I keep an eye on it, and I've mentioned it a few times, because I think this is bigger than people realize. Here's a billionaire who's been charged with basically sex trafficking, sexual abuse, sexual assault, and he's got all these people connected to him, all these rich and powerful people connected to him directly, just like Epstein. We had a caller here earlier. asking, where's the Epstein Black Book? I agree. Where's the Epstein Black Book? Where's the truth about P. Diddy?
Yeah, we should know right away.
Absolutely, right?
Yep. Well, so do you think the Democrats are cashing in their chips? This is right when Biden came out and made $25 million on his fundraiser with two ex-presidents. Are they? Where's that $40 million house go? Who gets that money?
Yeah, who gets all that money? Well, you know, P. Diddy, he's a...
I don't know. What's
the other guy's name? Jay Kelly? Anthony, what's the other guy that went to prison?
R. Kelly.
What's his, R. Kelly?
R. Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's why I have Anthony here. He's my hip-hop expert, right? You don't hear him, but I do. He's a voice in my head. Anyhow, I think it's a big story, and I think you're right on it, John. I think it's a big story, and I think we need to pay attention to it because I think it connects to a lot of powerful people. And so let me just say right now, P. Diddy did not commit suicide. Let's just be right up front about that, all right? P. Diddy did not commit suicide.
Oh, boy, you just hit it.
There you go, John. Thanks for playing. Thank you.
Awesome, man. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, my friend. There you have it. All right. Let's see here.
All right.
Mike in Indianapolis. Mike
Hello?
In Indianapolis. Yes, how are you?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, my friend. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
It's just more government control. I got a SafeLink phone years ago, and now it's under government control. They keep getting unnecessary phone calls, and nobody's on the other end. And just... one thing after another. And then my wife used to work at Catherine's. And of course, they were known, they're a pretty big outfit. Then COVID came along and it stayed open as long as they could. And they eventually had to close down like a lot of other places did because they filed bankruptcy.
Right. That happens to a lot of folks. So, just people getting hurt, right? Yeah, people getting hurt, Mike. Greatly appreciate you checking in here today. I got to run because, well, I'm up against another break here. That's the way it goes. It's Free for All Friday, 877-310-9966. I appreciate all the calls today. I do. I think we got to about 35. I lost track at some point. About 35, I think. I had somebody ask me about Birch Gold. The other thing you should do to be prepared, the wellness company. Everyone knows the next medical crisis is not far away either. It could be a pandemic. Could be a bug bite, who knows? But the wellness company's there to help you. They've got all of these great kits, these gold standard kits put together by people like Dr. Peter McCullough. They have set the standard for emergency kits. Their first kit came with incredible life-saving medications like ivermectin and the Z-Pak. They now have a first aid kit, state-of-the-art. They also have a traveling kit, state-of-the-art. They have everything you need to be healthy, and if you can't get to the pharmacy, that's okay because they have antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, all the things you need. And in this kit, a 20-page book to explain to you how everything works. So no matter what they throw at you, you're ready. Go to twc.health/Gruber. You'll save 10%. twc.health/Gruber. Order that today and be prepared.